Thanks, Barry, for talking with us here on All Radio 3, and we really appreciate the time you spent with us, and we learned a lot. Hopefully you'll be back with us on a future edition of All Radio or the DX Audio Service. You know, Barry wasn't the only person who was recording radio stations when they were doing some of these tests. We had a DX Audio Service listener in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, who was recording the WLW test. That was done between WLW 700 in Cincinnati, Ohio, and WOR 710 in New York City on approximately March of 2003. And this was done during the nighttime. WOR was turning on and off their digital sidebands. And as you listen to this recording, you'll note that WLW is not the best received signal in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, yet it is very audible. But listen what happens when WOR turns on their digital sidebands.
Phone or internet only. AHL Ducks in the Gardens tonight against Norfolk. It's Corey Pecker night. Need I say more? Scott Springer, 700 WLW 2020 Sports.
Hey, you've got a pair of passes good for daily morning tours of the riverboat to Tall Stacks 2003 this October. If
meanwhile, one of our other DX Audio Service members down in Memphis, Tennessee, made the following recording and sent it to us.
Okay, the following is a demonstration of IBOC and what it sounds like from a distance. This is a recording of WSAI in Cincinnati as received in Memphis, Tennessee. The date is Sunday, August 17th, 2003 at approximately 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time. First, here is 1530.
Lord, what must thou happen to do? Whatever it is, whatever idol I should turn from, whatever I should do, and my covenant to follow and obey and honor thee, I want to do it. What wilt thou have me to do? Verse 17 records the fact that God sent Ananias to bring him the message.
A little bit of Spanish interference, but not too bad a signal from Cincinnati. Here's what it sounds like on 1520. There's a station under that noise somewhere. Now here's 1540. The Spanish is cutting through pretty well, but you can still hear that hiss. One more time, here's 1530.
The sufficient Savior. He came to do his work. He completed it. It's that upon which I rely. Oh, my friends, how
wonderful. 1520. And 1540. Need I say more?
And that recording was made in Memphis, Tennessee. Now let's listen to a recording of WWKB 1520 kilohertz in Buffalo, New York, recorded on the Pennsylvania and Ohio line when WSAI on 1530 was turning on and off their digital sidebands. This recording was made approximately at 8 o'clock at night on May the 2nd, 2004. Does the interference from these digital sidebands hurt just the small guys, or can they hurt the big guys? Well, listen to WCBS 880 in New York City.
Let's not wait for another.
He told you so.
Bev Winter, 1-800-525-2969.
WCBS News Time 508, time for traffic and weather.
WWDB is a 10,000-watt station in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on 860 kilohertz. Let's listen now to how their signal on 860 with digital sidebands sounds on 850 first, and then on 870. The digital sidebands were so intense when we were recording that it even affected the signal of WVPO on 840 kHz, a 250-watt daytime station in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. This is how 840 sounded on the day we recorded. And I think most of those recordings more or less speak for themselves. Let's hope that in the future cooler heads prevail and some common sense comes back to radio engineering. I'd like to thank Barry McLarnon for his help in preparing this report. If you would like to comment on this disc and the All Radio series, please contact us at the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251. That's the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 473251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251. The National Radio Club is a nonprofit organization, so we depend upon you, the DXer, and radio listener to support us. We ask that you not copy or distribute this CD without the express written permission of the National Radio Club, Incorporated. On our next edition of All Radio, we'll take a look at that antiquated AM radio, that is analog radio, with a report we're going to call The Quality of AM. Until next time, I'm Fred Vobey saying 73, good DX, and get out and support radio.